Springfield's News Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. Welcome to the show. We are streaming live. We've got Facebook going. It's 104.1 Nick Reed there. We also are streaming the video of the show at ksgf.com. If you miss any of it, you can go back and watch that video. We keep it there at ksgf.com. It's on your regular computer. You scroll down, it's on the right-hand side. There's a Facebook banner there. On your mobile device, you may just have to scroll down a little bit to find it. But once the show is over live, that show will stay there so you can rewatch it until we start a new one, or you can just get the audio at Spotify or iTunes if you'd like. A lot of convenient places for you to get the show.
Because that's how we roll.
That is how we roll, and Sarah's been keeping me updated. We're doing pretty good. I guess we are. She says
yeah.
We are.
You got a lot of followers on both iTunes, and you made it to the iTunes Daily News podcast page.
Yes.
I don't really even know what that means.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Is
that like the Who's Who books in high school that you would pay to be in?
Right now you have a 5-star rating, and so since you have 5-star rating, you're like pretty high up there on the Daily News thing.
Oh,
yep.
I see. All right.
How about
congratulations.
That?
Well, yes.
Wow.
It is warranted.
Yes.
Thank you.
Some strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible Friday afternoon and evening in the Ozarks. The National Weather Service says all modes of severe weather will be possible over western Missouri. So biggest threat, especially for an isolated tornado, will be off to the west of Springfield. Large hail and damaging wind will be the most likely severe weather elements. And then we can expect lots of rain, chance for thunderstorms on nearly a daily basis from the weekend on into the first half of next week. Heavy rain and flooding will be possible as the ground remains pretty saturated from all that rain we had last week. Missouri Chamber of Commerce is urging Governor Parson to call a special session so lawmakers can take action to protect businesses from coronavirus-related lawsuits. In a letter to the Republican governor on Wednesday, the chamber called coronavirus liability an emerging problem in Missouri. The organization cites lawsuits involving those who believe they contracted the virus at a business. The chamber says under current state law, the lawsuits can move forward regardless of whether businesses were taking precautions aimed at limiting the spread of COVID-19. And for the first time in more than 2 months, Wonders of Wildlife National Museum and Aquarium will be open this weekend. New social distancing and sanitation practices will be in place starting Saturday. That is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. 20% chance of showers in the afternoon, a high of 74 with a slight chance of showers, storms tonight. Low of 60, showers, thunderstorms likely early in the day tomorrow, a high near 80, and Saturday a 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms, partly sunny, 83. Ooh, if I flip it over, I have Sunday and Monday. A chance of showers, thunderstorms Sunday, 83, and showers Memorial Day with a high of 78. It's 59 and cloudy. Christy Fulnecki is not with us today. In case you wondered what was going on and why she's not here, she's just not. No particular reason, just had some scheduling conflicts. Mitch McConnell is against an extension for enhanced unemployment benefits. So here is what has happened. The coronavirus spending bill that originally passed, I believe it was the second one. It was the one that involved stimulus checks and unemployment, created a scenario in which it became a financial disadvantage for people to go back to work. $600, you keep hearing that floated around. And that $600 figure comes from the fact that what they essentially did is said, all right, well, whatever your unemployment is, here's $600 extra. And this created a scenario in which people are making more money by not working than going back to work. This is particularly impacting hospitality industry, restaurants, and it isn't going unnoticed. This is having a real impact. Now, theoretically, we would like to think that people would say, well, I'm more interested in working. But there's a reality here, particularly if you're talking about individuals that have families to raise who have gotten behind in their bills because the government has forced the businesses that pay them to shut down. And you say to them, all right, well, you can go back to work, but you're going to start getting less money than you did before. And I'm already getting feedback from businesses that are having a hard time getting their employees back, or their employees are ticked off. They don't want to come back because they make more money not doing so. Now, there are a number of components to this that is making it very difficult for a number of different businesses to pick up where they left off. The added component of threat of lawsuits. There was a story Don had about the Missouri Chamber of Commerce that is encouraging the governor to give protections to businesses regarding coronavirus lawsuits. And there has been talk amongst Republicans in the nation's capital as well for these sorts of protections. And this essentially is telling a business, look, if you open and you're following guidelines, you're allowed to open, and an employee gets coronavirus, they can't come and sue you for everything you have, claiming that it was because you reopened. Now, that's a very broad description, but nonetheless, that's what's being dealt with here. Now, until some sort of protection or guarantee like that is in place, this is what employers are dealing with. They're dealing with, in many instances, people who are getting paid more money to not work than they are. Plus the fact that some employees can use that threat against them. Well, knowing full well that if they say, listen, you have to come back. If you don't come back, then you are fired, which means no more unemployment. And then if that person comes back and no matter what safety precautions are taken, they get coronavirus, they could turn around and sue the business saying, well, they forced me to do it. I had no choice. They threatened to cut off my unemployment if I didn't come back. And so I had to choose between feeding my family and getting coronavirus, and I got coronavirus, and so now I'm going to sue. So there's a tremendous amount of leverage there. There's incentive for people not to go back to work, and there is leverage that those people have right now against the businesses because the businesses fear that they will not have protection against lawsuits. And let me tell you, while this may sound like a really sophisticated position or perspective for unemployed people to take and how are they going to figure this out? Trust me, they talk. All it takes is one employee in a restaurant or one employee at a hotel or one employee at any sort of entertainment venue or any other sort of business. All it does is take one to say, hey, did you know? And don't think that there aren't politically motivated individuals making sure that these people know it as well. People that would like to see the economy not start getting healthier again, that would like to see more unemployment numbers as the presidential election rolls around. Now, for Democrats, it is completely advantageous, politically speaking, and it's part of Nancy Pelosi's latest $3 trillion or however much bill that she's cobbled together. And some of it includes stuff for illegals, of course. But it is continuing to give people extra money if they don't go back to work. And they know exactly what they're doing. They masquerade it as while making sure that people are taken care of. At the same time, recognizing that at some point Republicans are, they're going to wake up and realize, okay, we've gotten to a point here now where this is damaging the economy. This is damaging the country overall, and they're going to put their foot down. And right now, McConnell's putting his foot down. And there are a number of Republicans, including Trump, who said this will be dead on arrival if it has some of this stuff in it. And, you know, this will in turn allow Democrats in the media to portray Republicans as not caring about the plight of these people. And the only way we're going to get this country back on track is to make sure that these people have, you know, some sort of lifeline. So they create a scenario in which Republicans either have to support legislation that is going to further damage the economy or be against the legislation, which will allow them, with the media, to paint Republicans as cold-hearted, not caring, and wanting people to die or to starve. But at some point, and we're beginning to get there, Republicans are recognizing that this cannot continue. And as unwise and as sloppy, perhaps just for the sake of expediency, that first round of legislation was, we, you know, again, all right, so we made a mistake the first time around when it comes, you know, we wanted to get it out there fast, and now we know, but we cannot repeat that mistake. And it wasn't unknown that it was happening. When this first got caught by Republicans in the Senate, they first noticed this for that first round. And they said, well, wait a minute here. This is going to incentivize people not to go back to work. And they played it off. They said, well, it's probably just some sort of numbers error that the Democrats, they didn't know what they were doing. And Lindsey Graham was one who said, no, I think they know exactly what they're doing. But Republicans went ahead and pushed it anyway, and I'm sure passed it anyway, and I'm sure the White House pressured him to do it because everyone was really, really freaking out, and everyone was wondering, when is that money going to start flowing? And, you know, so much of the impact was psychological. They just wanted to give people at least a feeling that some relief was on the way. So they went ahead and they passed it. But the situation is different. And there is the understanding that this is very damaging. And they're hearing. They are hearing from business owners. They're hearing from managers. They're hearing from all of these businesses saying, I cannot get my people to come back to work because they are getting paid more not to work. This has to stop. Here's Parker Pageant with traffic. I'm Nick Reed. Along with Junior's Plumbing, Citizens Memorial Hospital, and Doze Eat Place. Chance to re-energize your business here in the Ozarks. $30,000 business bounce back contest. They are, oops. Hold on. I've got my, I'm watching myself on my phone. I have it pulled up for a reason. I wanted to read a comment.
Way to go.
I know. I thought, what am I hearing? Actually, my first thought is, what is that idiot producer over there doing?
You know
that
what? I can hear. I have the Facebook Live pulled up, and I immediately heard it. I was like, I clicked off of it over here. I thought, no.
Yeah. No, it was me.
Okay, good.
So we've got the $30,000 Business Bounce Back Contest. You go to KSGF.com if you're a local business, register. I think we've got a little over a week or two left on that. And the first place winner will get, it's just an entry. It's, you know, when I say contest, it's, you enter and then random drawing. So you don't have to do anything or prove anything. But you will get $15,000 in marketing services for the grand prize, second place $10,000, and then third place $5,000. So register your business. And you can get all the details as well at ksgf.com. Now, this was the message that on our Facebook Live that I wanted to read, saying we can't get, and this is part of what I was talking about, we can't get any of our furloughed employees to come back to work at Best Western in Bolivar. It's creating a real hardship on the employees allowed to stay and work. We now have to go through the longer process of advertising open positions, interviewing, and training time. And I've heard this is this impossible scenario that has been created. For a lot of businesses, they're looking to hire, but there is financial incentive created to not work. I mean, we're looking to hire people. There is this reality that has been artificially created. That seems like a total contradiction. On one hand, we have these massive unemployment numbers. And a vast portion of that is because businesses are still closed. They've had to close, particularly in some of the blue states, and so there is no choice. But some of those are people that just don't want to go to work because they make more money not working. And so many of the businesses that are able to reopen are having a hard time convincing their employees to come back. And so if they do eventually, whether they fire them or they say, all right, well, we're going to have to just hire some people in the meantime, which is difficult because a lot of people don't want temporary work. So they have to go through that. You know how much money it costs to hire a person? If it's not a process you've been involved in, then, you know, it's easy to think, well, you just, you know, why would it cost you anything? There's a tremendous amount of cost that goes along with it. So you have that additional burden that has been artificially created by the government on businesses. A text message. Let's see here. Let me find it again. Well, somebody had posted, and now I can't find it. Oh, how long do you think it'll be before we start seeing or hearing these ads? Did your employer open for business too early and cause you to catch coronavirus? You may be due for compensation and so forth. You can hear that happening. And what adds to the conflict there is the fact that, you know, I think some people are realizing that if you can come back to work and you choose not to, you don't get unemployment any longer. So that you think, well, that seems like an easy solution, right? Well, business just say, okay, come back or you're fired. But this is where the lawsuit concern comes in. They're afraid then if the person says, okay, I don't want to, though I'm afraid, and then they get coronavirus, they can sue saying, well, I had to choose between feeding my family or this. And so this is why businesses and Republicans are wanting to create some sort of protection for the businesses. Now, and this isn't a free-for-all where businesses can just do whatever they want. This is simply saying that if you are a business and you are doing everything that you can, you're all of the recommendations, all of the guidelines, as conflicting as they may be at times, and somebody gets coronavirus, that you cannot be financially responsible for that. You can't be held financially responsible if you've demonstrated that you've actually taken steps to try, and that's all they're looking for. Now, the pushback on this, of course, is going to be Trump is trying to protect big corporations from being responsible employers and encouraging them to create awful, potentially deadly working conditions, forcing people to choose between feeding their families and dying. That's going to be their position that they take. It is when that first round was being talked about, I fully recognized and expressed that there's going to be a lot of stuff in there that was bad. And there was going to be, and we were going to hear, and we've heard this, stories about people who weren't supposed to get money getting money. And hearing about a lot of businesses that weren't supposed to get money that got money. And you hear this constantly, you know, whether it's Planned Parenthood or you know, these big corporations that were getting, you know, this money, and that's not who it was meant for. And I said, you've got to understand at that time, they know this, but they are more concerned with making people feel as if something is being done and at least give them the sense that, okay, we have some sort of help coming on the way. And that was their number one priority, for better or worse. You know, and some would argue, well, that, you know, that's fine. We needed to do that. But the reality is now we're dealing with some of the repercussions on the other side of it. And unfortunately, because Democrats aren't in power other than on the House, but they want the White House. For them, repercussions to the American people are good. I think some Americans have this naive idea that Democrats want everything, you know, people's lives to be better, that they want people to, you know, actually genuinely get relief. Well, no, they don't, because the more people feel as if things are getting better, the less likely they are to get the White House. So it is in their total disadvantage for them when the American people start to experience positive things. The unintended consequences that are causing damage to the economy, while Republicans, obviously, and Trump want to fix those things, fixing those things goes against the best interest of the Democrats as a political party. Real quick break. We're going to go into traffic with Parker Pageant, Don Luzader with news. Lynn, we will get to you here in just a couple of moments as well. I'm Nick Reed, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm going to read a text message on the Queen City Motors Talk and Text line and then address it because much of this can be confusing. It says, the terminology Nick is using is wrong. If you fire someone, they can claim unemployment. That is the point of unemployment. If you offer them the job and they refuse to come back, that is a voluntary quit. You can't claim unemployment in that situation, and the employer legally has to report you to the state to comply with things like the PPP. Now, different states deal with this different ways, but there's oftentimes in most states what's termination with cause. And if you are fired because you had it coming, then more times than not, that makes you ineligible for unemployment. Some states may vary on that. And I know this because of, I know it anyway, but I've been personally involved in a scenario like this in which a person, not here and not in this state, but I had done a great deal of documentation as to why the individual should no longer be employed, and eventually that individual was fired. They challenged the firing because they were not able to get unemployment under the conditions of their firing. So it depends. Point being is not everyone who does get fired is automatically eligible for unemployment. But it does vary state to state oftentimes. Don Carrickers, you know, he has been talking about this big piece of land just about 20 miles off of Springfield and 2.5 miles north of 60. And he's selling up acreage. One of the things that he wanted me to really stress to you, if this is something you're interested in, maybe building a new home, is this isn't cul-de-sac style. This isn't like a neighborhood division. These are pieces of land that vary in acreage that are sort of Ozarks country, if you will. So while you hear several parcels of the land being sold off, and in your mind you may think, oh, so that means I'm going to build a home, and then I'm going to see over there a home, and see over there a home, and see over there a home. Because of the landscaping, hills, valleys, trees, and everything of the sort, that is not what you're dealing with. So if you are wanting to build in some sort of subdivision, that's not what it is that he's got there. He's got country living. So if you have any interest at all in any of that, you can give him a call. You can visit with him, and he'll take you out there to see it. And then, of course, when it comes to getting a home loan in order to build, he's your guy for that as well. All his contact info is at iwantagreathomeloan.com. That's iwantagreathomeloan.com. South of Highway 60. For some reason, I thought it was north. I know I've been saying north. So south of 60, he tells me. See, he's listening. iwantagreathomeloan.com, because you do. Don Luzader with news.
And good morning. An employee who worked with special needs students over in the West Plains School District has been charged with producing child pornography. Authorities arrested Cody Ari at his home while executing a search warrant. Court documents say Ari solicited children to send him explicit photos and videos through social media apps Snapchat and Instagram while posing as a 15-year-old boy. Now, the Springfield Green County Park Board will be reopening its indoor pools at Chesterfield and Doling Family Centers on Saturday. Capacity of both of those pools will be limited, and social distancing is expected from guests. Now, outdoor pools under the city's new order are being allowed to open as early as this weekend. However, that doesn't mean that the Springfield Green County Parks Board pools are going to open outdoors, and the reason for that is normally by the middle of May, the Park Board has been able to train, certify, and hire more than 100 lifeguards to rework both the indoor and outdoor pools for the summer season. However, due to several weeks of facility closures and a citywide hiring freeze caused by COVID-19, lifeguard certification and hiring has been interrupted and staff availability is limited. So, without enough lifeguards, those outdoor pools are not able to open for Memorial Day weekend. Those pools will stay closed through the end of June with the goal of opening at least one of them by early July. That is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert forecast, 20% chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 74, slight chance of showers, storms tonight, low of 60. Showers, thunderstorms likely early in the day Friday with a high near 80 and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 83. It is 59 and cloudy. One other component to the way that the spending, funding, stimulus bills that have gone through in the context of coronavirus are detrimental to the economy overall, and not that there aren't some upsides to it, but how it's getting used. And it's multifaceted. As I mentioned, Democrats try to use it to paint Republicans in a corner. You know, you keep adding little treats to it until Republicans finally say enough is enough, and then they're painted as not caring and not wanting to help people. The financial incentive that has been created for people not to go to work, which puts an additional artificial hamper on the economy, which of course is, in the eyes of the Democrat, good for them, because the worse people are come election time, the better they think their chances are of attaining additional power. But another bonus to this is for them is that, you know, they're constantly trying to create divisions between employers and employees, and one of the ways they do that is to convince citizens that the voluntary agreement they went into with their employer was bad, and they should actually be getting a lot more. And so what happens is, in addition to making people not want to go back to work because you pay them more than to not go back to work, at the same time you create a further divide and a further animosity between employers and employees, because you're able to paint this picture as these employees pay so little that people make more money on unemployment, and all of a sudden the employer is the bad guy. The same employer that 2 years ago, because of the tax cuts, they were creating bonuses and new jobs and the economy was going fantastic. People were getting raises and advancements at a higher rate than many had in an entire lifetime. Now, all of a sudden, Democrats are able to really paint them as these horrible individuals that are paying so little, people make even more while not working. Queen City Motors talk and text line. Let's go to Lynn on line one. Thank you so much for waiting, Lynn. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Good morning,
Nick.
Good
morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, I'm on my way home from work, and I'm listening to your arguments. I am a healthcare worker, and, you know, everybody is going to be afraid to return to work. We were afraid initially when this was all coming out. We were wondering who was going to get this, how is it going to affect us, but we never gave up. And our institutions came up with ways to protect ourselves. Now, the business owners also have access to make it safe for their workers to come back to work via CDC guidelines and OSHA. And what the deal is if they put policies in place to protect employees, and if that employee makes decisions to not follow those things and then gets it, then the employee is reliable. Now, as far as the payments go, when lockdown is beginning to lift, those payments need to start getting smaller.
Yeah. Well, and that this is the conflict that's arising right now in Washington, is the latest crafting of funding does not do that. It has that additional $600 bonus, if you will, for not going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the conflict is, you've got Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and he's saying, no, we can't do this any longer. And so that's where we're going to have this problem.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and this was all pushed out very, you know, everybody was panicked when this all happened, and they were doing whatever they could to make a bad situation better. And it was done with a good heart. But right now we see that people are people and they're going to take advantage of things. And so right now we're going to have to kind of put the kibosh on some of it. Now, with the Senate has just as much ability to put in, if they want this next $3 trillion thing to pass, the Republicans can have a little thing. Well, you know, we're going to put a hold on some of this, but you're going to give us something we want in return.
Right.
You understand?
Oh, yeah. And generally, when it comes to these issues, Republicans fold before Democrats do. Now, they've gotten better. They have gotten better. And I think some of that's because Trump just barrels through like Incredible Hulk and he doesn't, you know, he just, and that mm-hmm. resonates a little bit. But when it comes to money going to people, Democrats are generally, they're just more brazen about saying, no, you guys are awful. And Republicans get a little, they get scared of that oftentimes. They're afraid, oh, we're going to look mm-hmm. bad. You know, it's an election season. People are going to believe this. And of course, they watch the media and the media presents it as if that's exactly what's going on. So it will be a game of chicken of sorts and a calculated risk that Republicans are going to have to decide what's going to, you know, be a greater loss for them. And unfortunately, 99% of what they hear is the Washington chattering class and the major media. And if you watch that, you would think, well, everyone knows Republicans are horrible. And so they oftentimes get affected by that.
But listening to, you know, some of the things that you were saying as far as what people are feeling, you know, you made a statement regarding, you know, do I feed my family or do I get this stuff?
Yeah.
You know, what I hear is that people are wanting to know if, can I do this and be safe?
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Sure.
That's what I hear. Mm. But yet, you know, at the same time, there are arguments that, you know, you weren't thinking about this when you went to Walmart's during lockdown.
I know.
Or Lowe's.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you weren't worried about who may have spit on your orange that you just put your hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know, let's use a little common sense here.
Well, and the reality is a vast majority of people who may say, well, I don't want to go back to work because it's too dangerous, have voluntarily engaged in a scenario in which they were more likely to be exposed to coronavirus than actually going to work would be. Now, of course, they don't want to admit that because it's much more fun to get paid not to go to work for a lot of people. Lynn, thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate it. Do you go straight to bed now, or is this your awake time and then you go to bed later?
No, this is, I'm going to bed now.
All right. Well, you have a good night, I guess, whatever it is. Have a good morning. All right. Lynn, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Parker now, he's got our latest traffic update. I'm Nick Reed. This is Springfield's Talk 104.1. Queen City Motors Talk and Text Line. We have an elderly employee who told us he didn't want to come in while the COVID-19 issue is going on. We said no problem. Apparently he filed for unemployment anyway, although only not working through his own decision. He got approved for it, and now he doesn't want to come back to work because he's making an extra $600 to not, you know, come back to work. Yeah, and listen, when I mentioned Republicans being very susceptible to the chattering class in Washington, D.C. and the national media, they are receiving communication from business owners and entities that represent business owners. So that is going to help them understand that what the media is saying and what the Washington, D.C. elites are saying isn't an accurate reflection of what's going on, because there is that open line of communication. I also, at the same time, believe that there is not the angst for Congress to, quote, do something as opposed to before. When things were being shut down, people were essentially deciding to, for the most part, trust the government on this and thinking, okay, that, you know, things are getting bad, and so we need to just hunker down. And they saw that in the minds of, I think, a lot of people, they trusted that that really was the only option, which meant a need for revenue for a lot of people who don't save or who are laid off, and they, you know, they don't have that savings that they can dip into, or maybe they do have it, but they didn't, you know, you don't want to dip into savings if you don't have to. And so the need in the minds of a lot of people to have some sort of money was seen at by a lot of people, or felt as like, this has to happen. You know, we're frightened, and it, so people, they really needed that emotionally. I don't believe we are in that same place now. A giant chunk of the population that a couple months ago felt as if there was really no logical option but to shut everything down, which meant we had to have a quote unquote stimulus passed so that money gets into my pocket. A huge chunk of those people who accepted that premise then now are saying, wait a minute, we just need to get back to, we that's not what we want. There was a very, very, very temporary moment of emergency, but we don't, that's not the solution now. And different people feel that for different reasons. Some of the ever-changing goal of shutting things down, of course, it was to flatten the curve, and now it's evidently to totally and completely eliminate the likelihood that anyone will ever get sick, and the fact that, you know, people's lives are being destroyed, and the conflicting way of preventing coronavirus, where you have, you know, well, do wear this, don't wear this, do this, don't do this. It's constantly changing. The CDC, just in the last couple of days, completely downgrading the likelihood that you'll get it from surfaces. And so we've gone from totally, completely wipe everything down, constantly shut down businesses to wipe it down, to now the CDC saying, well, actually, you probably won't get it that way. And so, you know, this is making people less likely to say, oh, well, we have no choice but to hunker down, which means we have to have a stimulus package. What does that mean? That means that in this public relations battle that Nancy Pelosi is crafting with the latest $3 trillion and having an additional $600 incentive and money for things that aren't even related to coronavirus, the leverage of accusing Republicans of not wanting to help people is greatly diminished, because more people don't see that as the way to help people any longer, like they did 2 months ago, which is why Republicans were very quick to say, okay, let's sign it, let's get it out there. But as more people are standing up and saying that is not the solution, that causes the Democrats to lose some leverage in that public relations game. And I, as I mentioned, Republicans in the past have been very, very susceptible and affected by the concern of, we're going to look like we're the bad guys here, because they generally are in an echo chamber, but there is a leak in that echo chamber, and that leak is information coming from people that are protesting, people that are holding press conferences, people that just want to open their barbershop, and business owners as well. So they do have a sense of reality there, and hopefully that, I think it's already showing itself when you have Mitch McConnell coming out and saying, nope, not going to happen. You got Trump, who I believe is done with all this. And not because of the political component. I think that at the time he felt what we needed to do, he did. And he's recognizing, perhaps even retrospectively, that much of this was a mistake and did not have to be done. But the fact that shutting things down is not the solution to this. And so I think he is. He's done. He if it were up to Trump, I believe everything would just be absolutely open the way that it was before. And people would accept the fact that some people are going to get sick just like they do every day. That's why hospitals exist. Hospitals aren't a new thing. They exist because people get sick and die. Funeral homes did not just start existing. Cemeteries did not just start existing. And with Americans shifting this mindset to, well, what's the point in even living if it is in constant fear and desperation for somebody to take care of me? I'd much rather live my life than not live it. And that shift is something that every day I can just see it, and you can hear it and notice it. And it's with average everyday people, not some big organization that's paying people to show up at events. These are average. It is a Tea Party-esque sort of movement that is occurring. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I am Nick Reed. I want to share with you another message on the Queen City Motors talk and text line, because the reason I'm sharing so many of these is because of the real impact, the real result of paying people, creating conditions where people make more money staying unemployed. The text message says, my wife is furloughed from a dental office. I'm still full-time. We have two kids. If she goes back to work without any patients to see, and the kids go back to daycare full-time, we will lose $400 every month because she's getting paid less than unemployment. So that's the reality. That's what's going on. That's, you know, these are real-life implications. It's not theoretical. And it didn't go unnoticed when the Democrats put this in here. And as I said, and I understood it at the time, and didn't necessarily agree, but I understood it, that Republicans were more concerned with just getting, you know, money in people's bank accounts so that people felt as if something was being done that was meaningful, gave, you know, people calmed down a little bit regarding the implications of all this, and then, you know, fix these problems later. And you know, I'm hearing it all the time from folks. And, you know, when you create incentive, financial incentive for people not to go back to work, nobody wins. Well, in this case, the Democrat Party, they're hoping that they will win, leverage that misery in order to get into office. But what a horrible way to try to get into power. News in 60 seconds. I'm Nick Reed.